So we're holding where the.
We're holding on page now. We stopped by Lefi Shebeis HaMikdash, kind of like in the middle of the sentence.
Okay, right, right. Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Read to me in Shin, what it says in Shin.
So the pasuk was Ad Sheifu Hayayim V'Nasu Ad Slalim,
Elech
Li El Har Hamar, V'al Gibbos Halvoyna. So the Gros said, V'al Gibbos Halvoyna, Hu Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Amar Loshin Zachar Negev Yerushalayim, Loshin Akeva Negev Beis HaMikdash. So this is a little funny why it's Loshin Akeva.
Right. Right. So let's talk a little bit about this. This is a very important point. So it says that the Rambam says that the Beis HaMikdash had to be built in Yerushalayim. The Rambam's Loshin Beis HaBechira is you only build the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim on the place that's called Har Moriah. So it's very, very strange, the Loshin, that it's something which, on the one hand, it's only one spot in the world. In other words, Har Moriah is not a neighborhood in every city. It's not something that's to be found everywhere. It's very, very specific. So when Rambam says it has to be Har Moriah in Yerushalayim, what's he telling me? You know, it's Har Moriah. So Bal Korchach, the Mashmos, the Rambam is that it has to have a Shem Yerushalayim as a city, and Har Moriah is the place in the city that's kosher. But Lu Yitzu, you don't have yet a place that's kosher Seir in it. You can't have the Beis HaMikdash there. That L'chur is Mashman Halach in the Rambam. The question is, what's the Indian behind it? I mean that the Beis HaMikdash needs a special makom, that we understand. That special makom is located somewhere in the world. We understand whatever it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. This is the Nekuda. But why does the address, the zip code, have to be Yerushalayim? That's the shaila. But I think it sounds like this. And in general, you have to understand when we say what is the tachlis of our doing mitzvahs and avodah and so on, there are two ways to express it. One is I'm trying to make a better and better person myself, a cheshva person, a godlistic person, you know, whatever you want, however you want to call it, that language. The second is to do Ratzon Hashem, to be Oved Hashem, b'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. The answer is, there cannot be two tachleisim. The answer is, I am trying to be as chashev as I can be so that I be an appropriate shutif, so to speak, Takarish Baruch Hu. Just like Rev Hutner has a very nice letter that he writes to his son-in-law, to Reb Yonason, who writes it probably to his wife when their daughter was born. He says, we find two types of big people in Tanakh. We find people that were big on their own, and we find people that were, I'm sorry, women. There are two types of chashev women. There's chashev women that they were chashev, and chashev women in the seatbelt in their being an Eizek Kenegdoi. Well, he says his bracha is she should combine both of those. But the truth is, it's Bob Behotalia. Lemarshal, let's say a girl goes out, she wants to marry a very, very big chacham. Because she wants to bask in his glory and everything is good, but she herself is quite an empty person. So there's no way, even if she's willing to vat herself and not serve whatever's needed, so you're providing a maid, you're not providing an Eizek Kenegdoi. There's no provision of a person. On the other hand, if let's say I a woman wants to be very, very chashev, she likes you know, the chashivas, and, you know, she likes being whatever comes with it, and so on and so forth. But it's not as if she cares much about the husband. So that's also not a big mila, because she is interested in her own career, in her own life. The nekuda of developing your own chashivas so that you're an appropriate eiza kenegdoi, or a reflector of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das, rotzen, whatever you want to call it, that is the ultimate in that type of person. So tachlis, what we're looking for is a person who has that chashivas and is willing to shtal tzu to the Rebbeinu. Yerushalayim is the spitz of Eretz Yisrael. It's the mokum male of Klal Yisrael. The Yerushalayim Tzion is the mokum mitzuyim, the mokum that is unique. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to dwell in Shekhinah. So Yerushalayim is Zachar, because that's, so to speak, the high point. A Zachar is always the one, the mashpia in a sense, the high point, the mushlam, the chulu, chulu, chulu. And that's the makom to build the Beis HaMikdash. So when I'm reading a shidduch to a very, very chashuv person, I'm saying, I'll tell him all the milas of the woman, and I'll say, and that's why it's a pasig shidduch for you. So Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash go hand in hand as both the mokum and as the mokum that's the highest shiva's kaisel is the place wherein there was a mokum for the Ashra Shchina. There's another interesting knach to it. It says that they wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash on the high point, and then they said, "Bein Ksef of Shachin, the place where it dips." So the speak. So if we're to translate that, that means in the high point, the place that's still a base kibble. So the head is no longer a base kibble. The Bein Ksef of is a base kibble. So it's something. LaMarshall, when a person is dragged schayra, he'll drag it in the back. If he's holding something more valuable, he'll hold it in his hands. If you're holding a child, you tend to put the child on your shoulders. B'teiras, this is a davar chashuv. So this is the relationship of Zohar and Yerushalayim and the Kehu Hegeh Samik. Lefi, they said, Mid the Shamata, Mechuvin Kehu Hegeh Samik. The Mechuvin Kehu Hegeh means Beis HaMikdash Lamata, which is Chinas Zachar, which is the Makom Chashuv, Keneged, it means the Chuvin in the sense, its purpose, its plan, its you know, whatever it is that it's coming for, is Mechuvin Keneged there. What?
No.
Yeah. The fish is Matam Chuvin there is Vunikr Levonai, Meshkasa Vahora Toiva Zeh Valavonai. Ahara toiv is Yerushalayim, v'alavonon and Beis HaMikdash. So the har is the high point of us. The levonon is a nunetira that is rooted. In other words, in the yard that grows on top of the mountain, its place of rootedness and low point is the high point of the mountain. So the high point of the mountain is the makom achiza for whatever comes above it. That's mamish the muscle of that. Okay, v'lchein amar halavoyna b'loshin v'kaiva v'eyesham at sheyamid Moshe v'fanei b'zman atchia k'ma shehoye u'sheyia v'ozi ikagu. So he says, I'm going to wait for him over there because Mashahoyu Mashiya, and therefore he will come back again. So the shaila here is what in the world is this about? In other words, it's almost the first time we hear about anything like it. So Lamaisa, the Goyen says, take a look on the bottom, 119. He brings the Yol Or. It says that's the Yol Or is the Goyen's Pirush on the Zayah. Masha Hoyahu, Rasha Tevis Moshe, Ratzalayma, Hagoyel Harishan, Shay Mitzrayim, Hagoyel Achim, Shukavitz Agolius. And he brings also Gula Sidas, there's two Mashiachs, Yavezer, Red David, Vishiloy Shuhu Moshe. Ika Ulka, the Moshe, Shizgala, Vigal Kor Mitzrayim, Mashom Masha Hoyahu Sabia, Masha Hoyahu. Here, Rosh Tevis Moshe, Bayim B'Shov as Chanon, and so on. So he brings all sorts of mikoris that Mashahoyo Mashahia is going on Moshe and so on. Very hard to understand what that means. I mean, we're mekubal that the Gula Sid is Mashiach and David. So Mashiach Yosef comes a little bit, but what does it mean? So the Eich shalo yia. I mean, it says the goyel rishon is the goyel achren, and Moshe is the goyel rishon. The nekuda of the Klal Yisrael's moguls. Now, it's David HaMelech and Mashiach and David Yosef are the melachim of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the etzem moguls of Klal Yisrael. Says that it's shakal for Yisrael, means that whatever Teres Moshe is, Zichru Teres Moshe Avdi, is the Ki'ilu, the Mohus of Bal Yisrael is Moshe Rabbeinu. And that will come back again. The whole, the Melech is the Manhig who makes it possible. But if you ask yourself, what is Klal Yisrael? What is that Tzura? The answer will be Moshe. So Moshe represents more the Atzmis of Klal Yisrael, the Tefach Klal Yisrael, whereas David and Yosef are more, so to speak, the agent. Let's take a look. I'm sorry, just each one is, I can do one at a time here. At the next one, at Shin Gimel.
So already the next pasuk.
Yeah, no, but take a look on the bottom in his whatchamacallit, in his beer. Goes through this a little bit, and he will. Let's go through the fundamental inyan. Moshe ki shilu b'gmat Moshe. Amr Chazal ki goel yishu. And so on. Let's finish the piece that brings me forward. The same So what he means is as follows, and I would paraphrase what he says in the following way. When you, I mean, in the very remez of the pasuk, Masha Hayahu Mashavua is as follows. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah loytia mochlefes. So that means if it is called, what is the gili that comes back to us is Teres Moshe. The gili that's going to come back to us is Mashahoya. Let's take the Rambam. The Rambam says that David Amel, the Rambam says the Melch Mashiach is Asid Lokum Mizera David, b'chulu. And he is going to bring back Beis HaMikdash and Kamponis, and all the Mishpatim will come back the way they used to. So the Teichen of the Malchus is to be Machzir Teres Moshe to its Matthias. So I'm saying a little bit different Knetchen in the Rechaim, but I think it's quite merumas. It means the Teichen of the Gula is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Tzur of Klai Yisrael, where it should be. It's the Shlemus of Teres Moshe is Klal Yisrael. That's the Tzura Amitis Klal Yisrael. In the Golos, that Tzura became compressed, compacted. It's a zip file. It's not the Atzmus of Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech, who's going to be Goyal Klal Yisrael, is going to reconstitute the Metzias of the Moshe Rabbeinu Klal Yisrael. So in the very Lashon of Isaiah, Masha Hoya Hu Yeah means that what was will be, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And now the Tzura we have because of Averis we did, because of the Beis HaMikdash we lost, because of the Torah's Nelam from us, we don't have it. Lasad Lavai, we will have it. I think that's the path based on the Zohar Kodesh we said. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see the next piece. Kulach yofer ayasi umum einbach. So the guy says, Kulach yofer sepirish. Ad kan hoye medab dar amidba, achshom dar amidba Yeshua. So basically, he finishes off at dar amidba, and he says that dar amidba is finished with Moshe's era, and with avtacha, that whatever was is what's going to be. By the way, I have an interesting aura about this. We said that the metzias of the geula is the reconstitution of the world with all its mitzvahs as it was, and so on. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that somebody who's not mamin in the geula, not only is he kaifer in the Nevi'im, but he's kaifer in Teres Moshe, which is fascinating because what's the push? It's so not merumas in the Torah. I mean, you know, the Nevi'im are open parashas, and I can say that a person who doesn't believe in Mashiach is being kaif in Nevi'im, in Yeshaya, in Yecheskel, and Treoser. They're full of that. That's an easy sell. The two rayas the Rambam brings from Teres Moshe are extraordinarily out there. There's nothing there that you would even consider begging for. It's almost like saying that if somebody denies that Avram had a daughter named Bekoil, he's kaif in Teres Moshe because he's kaif in Bekoil. It's kaif in Chazal, not kaif in Teres Moshe. Over here, the Rambam has two riots. One riot is from Nevuah of Bilam, who says that, you know, Asherenu v'Ato, and so on. And he says the whole Pasuk Hidarsh is 50-50. 50% about the rule of Moses and the rule of Reuben. Okay. So on the Ichshu, that's, then he brings a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzav and Moshe with making six Aron Mikvah, another group of Aron. He says, you're going to, when you get there, you're going to do another group of Aron Mikvah. Since there was never an Niskayim, it's going to have to be Niskayim, and that will be lost in love. It's a riot, it's a pilpul, but he brings this as a riot. And it's by space that if the Nevuah, if Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was not Nishlam Beforo before, then it's going to have to be Nishlam Beforo afterwards. So if I'm to use his proof or his mocker for a Geula Sida, the answer is that mocker is Geula Sistur. That's what its mocker is. That's a fascinating connection in the Rambam. Okay. So now, the Kula was speaking with Dara Midbar, the Akshav David Yeshua, the Omar, Kulef Yofa, the Mitzvah's Asay, Umum Engoth, the Mitzvah's Lozasa. So this is quite good. One expects that a mum is something lacking, and that would be mitzvah leisaseh. Yofi is something extra. In other words, it's beyond the normal. It's nicer than the normal, and then mitzvah leisaseh. So that seems to be a fairly easy understanding. I would say there's another knach in it, but derech klal a mum is something that interferes with something functioning, with the tev of something. The loisa says, the Rambam says that the loisa says, not the Rambam, sorry, the Maral says that the loisa says are there so that something does not lose its tzura vis-a-vis the tev. Well, let's talk a little bit about this, because it's a fascinating point about this difference in yoyfi. One difference is yoyfi is like a positive extra credit, and mum is a negative, you know, something. So a person does averis, he makes a mum in himself. Whereas does mitzvahs, he makes himself nicer. There's another difference in the two. A mum means that the thing klapi atzma is not lefi aseda that it's supposed to be. In other words, a human being is supposed to be with 2 feet. A person once is missing a foot. It's a pneumistic chisorin. The chisorin is measured vis-a-vis himself. A mitzvah. So even if there's one person in the world on an island, and he's the only person in this island, and he's missing some, it is balmum. The balmum shteres him, because it's something in this teva is not working the way it's supposed to work, and the male, it's in effect in the fish. If let's say there's one person in the world on an island, and he is beautiful, that word beautiful doesn't mean anything. I can't use that word to describe it. Because the word beautiful is in the eyes of the beholder. It's a quality klapi somebody else. So in a world of one, beauty as far as a person goes doesn't exist. I was once thinking, there's a book came out about, I don't know, a year ago maybe, from some woman biologist with about the ugliest creature in the world. And basically, it's like, you know, all these ugly, pretty horrible looking stuff under the sea and this and that. And she basically writes that this is such a riot for evolution and against the creator, because how could a creator have created something so ugly and yucky and disgusting? I was flabbergasted. I mean, I'm sure that jellyfish thinks that you're pretty ugly. I mean, what does it mean? You know, what kind of word is that? I mean, the word ugly is in your eyes. That's all it is. It's a quality that's only available to someone else. The Maral explains the difference between essays and los essays in the following way. He speaks about the Professor Israel de Shasa and the Ramach. So he says like this: there is a world of Teva, and that is Moisachama, and a person in as much as the world of Teva is programmed to do what he's supposed to do, he can destroy what's there. So, and any destruction that's wrought is within the person. So a person who's chayte makes himself a balmum, and missing, lacking, he's a balchisar. That stands on its own. There's a tzuris adam, this is supposed to be tzuris adam, and I'm not a tzuris adam. Mitzvah's essay bring a person to a world beyond. And the world beyond is not, it's past the Teva. Because the Teva is not doing the essays. Doing essays is a pesefis thing. The least essay means the norm is not to do it. And a person, it doesn't ikhaz, a person doesn't hit people. So that's the stamadam. If I go and I do it, then I'm destroying something, I'm ruining something. A mitzvah's essay, because the person doesn't have it innately, well, karchach is a description of, it's a tzushdol to a world higher than the person. The person wants to be past suicide, into Adam, now, so this is meaningful only klapi the other. It's only if there's a revenge on the world that essays have meaning to it. Because what's the pshat more? If I can function perfectly well by keeping out of trouble, then what do I gain by doing more? The teretz is, I'm moving a step forward towards the beyond, towards the Rebbein Shem. So the mum is something that's a concern innate with yourself. And even if nobody's around, you're not going to, you don't want to do it. Yoifi, Mitzvah's essays are an attempt to move towards the Rebbein Shalom. And that, so that puts it into the world of Yoifi. It's something that has meaning only vis-a-vis the chibur of people to the Rebbein Shalom. I think it includes that as well. And that really, really is nice. The difference in Yoifi and Mum. It's not just one is positive, one is negative. It's the whole mohus is different. One is an innate chisarim, dal mihochi, the Rebbein Shalom, dal mihochi, the outsider. I'm still have the chasim taratzmi. And here's the other way around.
So, just to clarify this point, the Yefi is not a relative thing, because people could look around and say that beauty is only something that, you know, you need ugly people to have beautiful people. That's correct. Not what we're saying here. We're saying correct. That there could exist a city of exclusively beautiful people, but there needs to be other people to
exactly.
See and be able to,
is a quality that speaks to the chibur of two people. Yefa means somebody whose chibur becomes desirable to other people. Mm-hmm. Whereas, and therefore, it has no meaning. For the man living his entire life on a desert island, Yefa is meaningless. Masha'en king mum, not having mum, is extremely meaningful. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to have to hold it here.
It's not just in the pashtus that mum seems like it's a functional thing versus yefi is an aesthetic thing.
But it's more,
even in aesthetic.
Right, this aesthetic is defined as a something that's going to get the other. A chayfetz klape atzmoy is not in any sense, the word aesthetic means nothing. It's only klape the other. Okay, yeah.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
I'm sorry. So everything's trapped. So next week, I think we'll also do it. I'll be in touch. What time works for me?
Right. Okay. Perfect. All right. Excellent. Have a wonderful week.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.